All right, welcome back to the Week 10 and 11 edition of League of Ordinary Gentlemen. We're going to have three segments again today. We're going to do a segment of the scoreboard, and let's see how things turned out. We're going to do an interview with Zeke Lawless, owner of the Surging Twat Rockets, and then we're going to finish up with a preview of next week and what we think is going to happen leading into a good couple of weeks going into the playoffs. So let's get right into it. We're going to start with my surprise of the week. Also turned out to be one of the games of the week is the Surging Twat Rockets on a three-game winning streak overtake Sean Guida as your best team now. The Twat Rockets put themselves in a playoff position, picking up a streamer in Jared Goff that gets 33.5 points. Robbie Anderson gets a touchdown. Tevin Coleman takes advantage of a Devontae Freeman concussion. Sean puts up good points. I mean, he scores 102, but just couldn't keep up with the 112.4 that Zeke put up. He did have some good outings out of Andy Dalton and Isaiah Crowell and Sterling Shepard, so he made some good moves this week. Still hurting at the tight end position, and that's not getting any better for him going into this week as well. Next, let's talk about what I wanted to look at as the game of the week. And I said it earlier. I said I think that it's going to be interesting depending on whose vortex of suck works and whatever. I said it might not be the closest game, but it's going to be the one that I watched. And it sure was, as Sean Stone, Reverend Stone, took down Fat Bottom Girlies and William Baker 131.2 to 95.1. This had all the makings of a fun game because both these teams put up a lot of points lately. It really could have gotten a lot closer if William Baker would have played Kenyon Drake instead of Bilal Powell, but overall it didn't really matter. He couldn't overcome the 36-point deficit that he had anyway, because Reverend Stone had huge outings out of Mark Ingram, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Devin Funchess, and also his Rams defense against Houston. So just a big win for Reverend Stone as he moves to 6-4, slowing down the Fat Bottom Girlies. Let's get into what was the smash of the week. I think I did call this one the NCIS to overtake the Muffin Stuffers. The Muffin Stuffers had to go into some heavy bye weeks, so they had to do a lot of work on the waiver wire. As the NCIS Tickles take 109.8 with 35.7 points out of Cam Newton. Huge day for Cam Newton. Big day for Adam Thielen as he almost outscores the Sam Anderson's Muffin Stuffers with those two players alone. Chris and Dave had rough outings out of Dak Prescott for 13 points, and there's only two guys in their entire team that scored in the double digits. Not a great day for them. They're scoring less points than me these days, which is not a good sign. Finally, we're going to get into my game, which I didn't think was going to happen, but Brian Loveless and his My Season Equals NFL Ratings takes an 88 to 82.4 win over the Upstate Rifles. The Upstate Rifles are not playing good football right now, and neither are the Brian Loveless's My Season Equals NFL Ratings. It took a fourth quarter six-yard Tom Brady touchdown to James White. It was a 10-point swing that got him over the hump with an 88 to 82.4 win. Neither one of these teams are putting up a lot of points these days. I don't see a lot of great things going on for these guys in the playoffs. They're just both hoping to make the playoffs so they don't get stuck in that dead-ass last bowl. Speaking of dead-ass last bowl, we're going to go talk about Prison Ready taking on Crows Before Hoes. Crows Before Hoes actually thought was going to lose this one, but they'd take it 111.4 to 91.9. Rob Kelly getting injured did not help the Fighting Buckleys at all. He had an okay outing out of Matt Ryan in a blowout victory in Dallas. A good 14.7 performance out of Jimmy Graham. Overall, solid day. Just couldn't ride those two players with, you know, missing out on Rob Kelly points, and Derrick Henry. Just his running backs are brutal these days. Anyhow, 111 points come from Matthew Stafford having a good day. Le'Veon Bell, Orleans Darkwa, Stephon Diggs, Golden Tate had a big day. Just overall good week for Crows Before Hoes, even with leaving Kirk Cousins on the bench. Anyhow, we'll get to Zeke in the next segment. Hope you guys enjoy it. And welcome into the podcast, Zeke Lawless, owner of the Surging Twat Rockets. How you doing, Zeke?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me on. That's right, Twop Rockets back to back to back wins. We're on a roll right now.
3-game winning streak. Speaking of that, what do you attribute to your comeback, man? You were down in the cellar. Nobody thought you had a chance, and here you are.
Well, you know, if you've ever heard the phrase, you drive for show, you putt for dough. Well, putting for dough here is scouring the waiver wire. And so one of the things that I really attribute it to is Christian McCaffrey finally showing out. And then also a deep pool in terms of the quarterback pool. So Carson Wentz has been my standout. I got him off the waiver wire. And then when he went out for a bye, then Jared Goff was waiting out there. So just finding those diamonds in the rough and knowing what to look for.
You're right, man. I mean, the Carson Wentz pull, and then, gosh, 30 points out of Jared Goff last week. That is that you're streaming quarterbacks with the best of them. Then you got two of them that are every week starts now. So it's kind of that's kind of what everybody hopes to get out of a waiver wire selection. Anyhow, let's get into it. What was your surprise of the week last week? Who surprised you?
So it shouldn't be too much of a surprise if you look going forward, but as much as I don't want to give him credit, Reverend Stone just had a very surprising week. Even with McKinnon not performing, he had stellar performances by Ingram, Funchess, and Juju, of course, that put him over the top. And then if that wasn't enough, the Rams defense just rubbed Baker's face right in it.
The other thing is Ezekiel Elliott getting suspended. It just didn't seem to even phase the amount of points.
Doesn't phase him for a second.
That this guy's putting up. So what's your surprise of the week going to be this week? Who do you think's going to surprise everybody?
So I think that the surprise for this week, my sleeper pick, if you will, is going to be Loveless against Sean. So I'm getting my app out. So you know, my season equals NFL ratings. You know, I look for a comeback from him. I don't like your brother's team, Sean. God, I'm sorry. Your team just, it looks okay, but I don't expect big performances out of his quarterback. Tom Brady's just waiting in the wings. Let's see here. Robert Woods is just on fire right now. I see that continuing. So I think my season equal NFL ratings. He's going to be the surprise of the upcoming week.
That's a big pick. I kind of disagree with you on saying I think Alex Smith does big things against a terrible Giants defense. But we'll see what happens on Sunday. It'll be interesting to watch. This one's going to be decided by Sunday Night Football. It'll be over, so we'll see on that one. All right, so next, who was your donkey pick of the week last week? Who made the stupid play that nobody should have ever made?
I felt like as we get into the season, it's harder to make those donkey picks because we kind of know, you know, the people are who we thought they were. But NCIS Tickles, even though they won, they lucked out with a career performance by Thielen and a season performance by Cam, coupled with a week of buys from Muffin Stuffers. But a very bad start was Aaron Jones for Green Bay, and he had Murray on the bench. Aaron Jones is not a starting running back in this league. And so it took a while to find this bad pick just because most people made smart picks, but Aaron Jones is not a good pick. I know from having him in another league, he's kicked me in the pants several times. You just need to leave him out there and let somebody think they found something in the free agent wire.
I hear you. He did get injured, so he probably would have had more carries. So I'll finish up with my donkey, and then we'll hit a break real fast. But so my thought is Sean, your best team now against you guys. If he would have played Deion Lewis instead of Adrian Peterson against the league's best run defense, he would have beat you straight up. He would. That was a 15 point swing. So that was my donkey pick of the week, because it made a huge impact for that week. So let's get into the break real quick, and we'll come right back. All right, next part, here we are. Sorry for having to break that off real quick. But anyhow, Zeke, let's get into who's your surprise of the week this week?
So, again, I know I jumped the gun and picked it earlier, but I still look to see Loveless against Sean. I see that one being the pick of the week. And just to discuss earlier, the Giants defense is surprisingly okay. And Alex Smith has been good, but I see him trending down, and I also worry about Gurley against Minnesota. So I think those two are gonna be the deciding factors in my season equals NFL ratings getting a big win over your brother.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. What do you think about who's? I don't know if I gave you this one or not in the talking points, but the smash of the week. Who's getting their ass kicked this week?
Okay, so the slam of the week, it's not even close. Stone is going to take another big win here and just kick the snot out of NCIS Tickles. He has all big performers. He's even benching big performers. He's got Juju on the bench right now. And then NCIS Tickles has Cam on a bye. It's just not going to be a good week. This is just going to be a loss that he's just going to have to take and get his butt pounded.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I was going to say the same thing. I think Stone is in a good position with some good matchups for Mark Ingram, Russell Wilson, and if Jerick McKinnon plays over Latavius Murray, but he's got Alex Collins if they decide to play him against Green Bay. Overall, he's got an embarrassment of riches, and his team is looking really, really good right now. Which
it pains me to say that
does.
I'm keeping the vomit on the other side of my throat, trying not to get it out. Talking about Stone,
I'm with you, man. Who's your game of the week this week?
All right, I promise I'm not pandering to the host here, but I do think Fat Bottom Gurley's versus Rifles is the game of the week. Both are working for first place or trying to keep first place as the playoffs are right ahead of us. You know, you have quarterback play looking good in both leagues or in both teams, and I think this is just going to be a fun team, a lot of good players on both sides, and first place implications arise as a result of this matchup.
I do appreciate that, and my team has been completely underperforming this year. No touchdowns, just nobody scoring touchdowns for me, so that's really hurting the fantasy performance. But I'm actually put this one back on you. I'm going to say it's Prison Ready against the Twat Rockets. Prison Ready is not scoring any points this year for some reason, but Jay Ajayi's got a new offense going against Dallas, and who doesn't stop the run very well. If he can find a way to figure something out with Derrick Henry, AJ Green should have a big game against Denver. Dez Bryant, we'll see what happens. But Jimmy Graham against Atlanta, Tyreek Hill against a terrible Giants defense, and you've got some good matchups as well. So I think Carson Wentz ends up winning this game for you. But I'm watching this as kind of the game of the week. I think this is going to be closer than most people will put it out there. I think you do take the win. I think you go to 5-6 in the year after this, and Prison Ready stays in the cellar. But I think that's what happens. So anyhow, 30 seconds. I'll let you talk some trash. Who do you want to talk to?
Well, I'd love to if your name is Sean, I just want to let you know, I don't like your team. I love you. You're okay, but your teams are terrible. I want to beat you every week. I want to see you lose every week. And Sean Stone, the worst trade proposer in the world, somehow ends up with this embarrassment of riches. While I hoped that he ended up with the loogie this year, I just hate that it's not going to happen.
I hear you. Anyhow, guys, that was Zeke Lawless, owner of the Twat Rockets. He has a relatively soft schedule, so he's going into the weeks 11, 12, and 13. So you'll probably see him in the playoffs, especially if Prison Ready decides to keep sucking wind. Anyhow, thanks for your time, Zeke, and hope you guys enjoy your time. Enjoy the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Welcome to the third and final segment. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview with Zeke. So he brought some good information. So let's get into what we think is going to happen this week. I'm going to go straight to my game of the week. Like I said earlier, it's Prison Ready versus Twat Rockets. I think Prison Ready, they got some rough matchups now that I look at them. But I really think that that they can put up a couple of points here. They did pick up Jamal Williams, so probably insert him in for Derrick Henry. So he might score some points. But Tyreek Hill is bound to have a good game. Cardinals against a defense against a bad Houston offense. So we'll see what happens. I think Zeke takes this one somewhere to the tune of, we'll say, 102 to 98. I just think they both outdo their outdo their projections this week. Carson Wentz has a big week against Dallas. Tevin Coleman is okay against Seattle, but Marvin Jones has a big week, and Emmanuel Sanders has a big week. So we'll see what happens there, but that's my thoughts on the game of the week this week. The next thing we're going to get into is what Zeke called his surprise of the week, and it's my season equals NFL ratings over your best team now. This is an interesting call. Tom Brady has a good matchup versus Oakland with James White. We'll see what happens, what Brian does with the rest of his team, but he's got guys like Javorius Allen and Garrett Blunt currently on his bench. Robert Woods is just making waves. Marquise Lee against Cleveland. So we'll see what happens. We'll see who shadows Marquise Lee or what happens. But Alex Smith is bound to have a good game against New York Giants. Chris Thompson is not going to do very well against New Orleans. And David Njoku is just not going to do anything against a tough Jacksonville defense. But I'm going to go with him on this. I'm going to say that my season equals NFL ratings takes this one 89-83. Just don't see a lot of good things going on there. The next game we're going to get into is what Zeke called his game of the week, and it's the Fat Bottom Girlies traveling to the Upstate Rifles. The Upstate Rifles are one of those teams that, again, they look good on paper, but they are not putting up any points at all right now. He's got some good matchups. Leonard Fournette's got about the worst matchup in a tough Cleveland run defense, but follows it up with the Jaguars defense against a bad offense in Cleveland. Alvin Kamara, Delanie Walker, Michael Thomas, Antonio Brown, just some good things going. Fat Bottom Girlies have Derek Carr against an easy New England defense, so a good matchup. We'll see what happens with Kenyon Drake. DeAndre Hopkins is always a good matchup because he's the number one guy, but he is going against Patrick Peterson this week. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to take the Fat Bottom Girlies in this one because I have no confidence in my team. I'm going to say that they win this one somewhere to the tune of 98-83. Upstate Rivals are just not putting up any points this week. So there's some hate on myself, which hurts to say because I really like that team. Next, let's go into what I think is going to be the smash of the week, Reverend Stone taking on NCIS Tickles. The Fighting Houses have a tough game with Cam Newton on a bye. It's all his playmakers are just – he doesn't have any playmakers right now. He might insert Latavius Murray, but he's got T.Y. Hilton on a bye. Chris Hogan is questionable. He didn't play last week. And Reverend Stone, Sean Stone's got just an embarrassment of riches. I think he wins this one somewhere in the tune of 125-72. The Tickles are just not going to put up a ton of points this week. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about the Crows Before Hoes taking on the Muffin Stuffers. This is an easy call. The Muffin Stuffers don't score points. Crows Before Hoes do. So we're going to say that the Crows Before Hoes he's got Kirk Cousins going against New Orleans, but I'm going to say that he might insert Matthew Stafford here. He's got Jared Cook picked up as a tight end going against New England. I think that was a pretty good call by him. Kareem Hunt, Le'Veon Bell, Golden Tate, Stephon Diggs. Got some good pieces. I'm going to say he wins this one. We're going to say 115-65. Muffin Stuffers just aren't going to score a lot of points. Again, battling byes. So it always comes down to this. I got about 30 seconds getting into the standings. So let's see what we have. In the Gents division, we have your best team now at 5-5 in first place. The Upstate Rifles, Twat Rockets, and My Season Equals NFL Ratings all tied for second at 4-6. And then Prison Ready at 3-7. So we'll see if there's a change over there. But Prison Ready, I think, takes a loss. I think they stay in the cellar. And in the Ordinaries division, Fat Bottom Girlies at 8-2. Crows Before Hoes 7-3, Reverend Stone at 6-4, Muffin Stuffers at 5-5, and NCIS Tickles at 4-6. Thanks, guys. Have a good week. Peace out.